So what do you think about going to Greece?
Definitely, I really want to go.
Pretty far away.
Yeah.
Think you'll like being away like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie Trippier talks to her parents about going to Greece with the seniors at Pelham High. Like most parents of teenagers, the Trippiers worry about the cost and, of course, safety. And then there's Mackenzie's autism.
The biggest issue right now is her executive functioning skills.
Deborah Trippier is Mackenzie's mom.
Her ability to get up, make breakfast, dress herself, brush her teeth, put on deodorant, takes two of us in the morning to get her out to school every day.
Trippier says her daughter was diagnosed with autism in elementary school when her teachers noticed she had trouble staying focused and picking up on social cues.
Sometimes I would feel that I just didn't fit in at all. And it was confusing to me because I didn't know why people were treating me differently.
Like other high-functioning autistic kids, Mackenzie learned how to read faces and react appropriately. This spring, she'll graduate high school. For the past year, she's been meeting with a counselor from the University of New Hampshire. She's been discussing her options for independent living. Last summer, the counselor helped her to find an art program, where she lived in a dorm for 2 weeks on her own. The family is also looking at colleges that may provide some sort of support, like mentoring. Still, Mackenzie's mom worries about her daughter's social skills.
Do you want to go to the movies with a friend or go to the mall or...
It's a fun time, but I just have no interest in it until it, like, comes up.
What would you rather do?
Sit in my room.
And do what?
Draw or something.
Put your headphones on and cancel out the world.
Yeah, watch movies.
Hang out with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Maybe college will be different.
Yeah, I guess.
But if Mackenzie doesn't fit in, or even if she does, eventually she'll find herself facing the work world. And that, says Kirsten Murphy, sets up a whole new set of challenges. Murphy is the director of the New Hampshire Council on Autism Spectrum Disorders.
Think about what it is that employers respond to in your average job interview. They want you to be a colleague they want to spend time with. And if you have bad social skills, that's not going to come across as particularly appealing.
So one question facing potential employees is, should they mention their autism during a job interview?
I recommend that you do, but always with some explanation about what that means. One way to describe Asperger's is to describe it in positive terms. People with Asperger's are incredibly diligent, for example. We could call that perseverative, or we could call it diligent. Well, sounds better when you say diligent, and it's also true.
Murphy says that many kids on the autism spectrum can be obsessive about one thing or another, and they can use those traits to their advantage. Ellen Cavanaugh is a nurse practitioner in Dartmouth-Hitchcock's Child Development Center. She says even people with autism who are nonverbal can find work with a little help. One of her patients spent a year and a half preparing for a job.
He was obsessive about dressing up in a uniform, so it was decided that we would work with a local police precinct. He got a job. He wore a uniform. And his job was to check the police cars in. And he did that 5 days a week.
The state's departments of Health and Human Services and Education are collaborating to train students with autism for careers while they're still in school. Again, Kirsten Murphy with the Council on Autism Spectrum Disorders.
The finding from a study done at Harvard School of Public Health was that the average lifetime incremental cost of a diagnosis of autism is $3.2 million.
And for kids who don't receive treatment as young children but go on to need adult services,
90% of their lifetime cost is in their adult services.
According to the state's Bureau of Developmental Services, that support can cost, on average, $60,000 a year. Experts in the field agree. In addition to saving money, helping students as young children improves their chances of leading productive lives as adults. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.